5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're listening to only the best internet radio station in the world. This is your number one radio station.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go.
What's going on, tribe? It is another, and I mean another, beautiful day. It's Thankful Thursday. We all have something to be thankful for. I'll go first. I'm thankful that God woke me up this morning. It's just as simple as that. He breathed on this body this morning, and I am grateful. Listen, if you're not following the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast on social media, please go and do so. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also visit the website at www.theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's www.theroarofjudah.org. Before we get into anything else, you know we're going to kick off the show with some prayer. Then we're going to check the weather for the afternoon report. But one thing that I want to do really quickly is I want to shout out the Tennessee Achieves program. Today I'll be visiting Kenwood High School to do some mentoring with some high school kids who are headed to college. I am grateful for the opportunity. Too often we have our own game plan, and God already has doors that are already open, and all we have to do is walk in them. Don't get me started. Listen, shout out to them for having me. God knows. Let's jump into this prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your omnipotence. You are everywhere all the time. So you see us in our ups and our downs. We're grateful that you are a forgiving God, a loving God, a God that is jealous. Ooh. Help us not to put other things before you, Lord. Help us to always put you first in everything that we do. Bless our heads to the soles of our feet. Lead us, guide us, strengthen us, protect us. Let your will be done in our lives. Keep us from all hurt, harm, and danger. For you are a good God. There's no God like you. We'll be sure to give you all the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Alrighty, tribe. You know what that means. Let's go to work. Again, if you're not following the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast on social media, you can do so at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you would like to donate to increase our reach, you can visit the website at www.theroarofjudah.org. Click the donate button. We'll greatly appreciate it. Also, if you have a faith-based business and you would like to partner and become a sponsor, you can reach us at admin@theroarofjudah.org. Again, that's admin@theroarofjudah.org. Now, our sole purpose here at the Roar Judah radio show and podcast is to spread the good news, share wisdom and inspiration, and the power of faith and prayer. It's Thankful Thursday, and so we're going to talk about cultivating gratitude through faith. Gratitude is not just a fleeting feeling. It's a posture of the heart. And we talked about that a couple of days ago about the posture. Our heart must have the right posture in order to be full of gratitude. Giving back and giving thanks is a way that we show our gratitude. It's the small things. For years, I've been giving back to the Goodwill, because I am grateful for what I have. And I feel like if you have too much, you'll forget how to be grateful. So I have a buy one, give two away program that I incorporated in the household. If I buy one item, I'm giving two away. And it feels good to donate. It feels amazing to give something away. I think that we live in a country where we have more than enough. And sometimes we don't even use what we have. So when we anchor our hearts in gratitude, we increase our faith, and we acknowledge that every blessing, every good blessing comes from God. Whether it's big or small, every good blessing comes from God. There are some blessings that are not even tangible. And I'm grateful for those blessings. They mean the most. When God gives me the patience I need in traffic, who can relate? When God gives me patience to wait in line at the coffee shop, those are non-tangible blessings, and my heart is full of gratitude because he's continuously building my character. Oh, he's got so much work to do. He's got so much work to do, and I can be honest, I'm not perfect. I have flaws, but I know he's got work to do, and I'm willing. I give him my yes every morning. I give him my yes every moment. Don't get me started. Listen, it is through faith that we find the strength to be thankful, even in the midst of our trials and our uncertainties. And again, every show, I don't want to talk about the uncertainties and the trials of life and the tribulations, but that's our reality. And even though we may be up now, we have to always be consciously aware of the enemy's attacks in life. Some things are just life. I know a lot of times people want to say, oh, the devil's working. No, that's just life. Your check engine light is not the devil, okay? You've been driving that car real hard. Your oil light came on. That is not the devil. Your tire being flat is not the devil. That is called maintenance, okay? Preventative maintenance helps those things function well. Now, we can pray over the car, but that don't mean the car is not going to have issues. It's a car. Don't get me started. In our daily lives, we have to continuously cultivate gratitude. And we have to start each day with prayer and thanksgiving and acknowledging that God is faithful with his provision. And he knows exactly what we need when we need it. We can journal. There's plenty of ways to have a heart of gratitude and just kind of look back. I know I've journaled. I talked about it before. We must find ways to remember those things that God has done for us and call on those things in times of need. We'll be right back. What's good, tribe? It's your favorite podcast host, Jumai Saleem from the Roy Judah Podcast Show, with some exciting news. That's right, some exciting news. The Roy Judah will be airing right here on Gospel 107.1 FM, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Looking for motivation, inspiration, empowerment, and business news? Well, join the tribe at 3 p.m. on January the 22nd. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. I want to pick back up where we left off before the break. Journals. Go get you a journal. It will help your life so much. You can revisit moments where God has showed up, and it's powerful. You have to be able to record moments of blessings and answered prayers. And those things become tangible reminders of God's goodness. I believe that if you do this, it will change your perspective on the most valuable things to you in life. Those little small moments where I open up my journal and I go back 4 or 5 years ago and I find inspiration, I find motivation, I find trust. Woo! I hear you, Holy Spirit. When you journal and you put down those moments where God steps in. Woo, I hear you. When God steps in, you have something to go back to, and you can see where you can trust God. When you didn't even know how it was going to work out, when you didn't have the money, the opportunity wasn't there, the promotion didn't come through, and then when you go back in that journal and you look, you can see where God was faithful on his promises. Don't get me started. You will see where God was, Holy Spirit, I hear you. you will see where God was faithful. It continuously builds our trust to so that we don't have unwavering faith. Let me work. We have to get away from unwavering faith. God, I know you did it before. Holy Spirit, I hear you. God, I know you did it before. I know you'll do it again because of what I've saw you do. I can go back and I can see it. Sometimes we need to be able to go back and see it. And our memory is good, but as we get older, our memory starts to fade a little bit. But if you write it in that journal, listen to me, if you write it in that journal, you'll always have it. Not only will you always have it, but here's the thing. Your family members will be able to visit those days and they can find strength in your journal. Rest in peace to my beautiful grandmother. In her passing, I was given her Bible and my mother's Bibles. Like, I am grateful for those things. There's highlights, there's underlines. There are moments where those scriptures meant something. Don't get me started. Those scriptures meant something in the moment that they were having. And so when they were studying, they went and underlined it. They highlighted. That means a lot. So I cherish those things because I can go back and I can look. Woo. The word of God is a journal. You can go back and look at the times that the Israelites trusted God and there were benefits. There are always benefits when we trust God. Don't get me started. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 simply reads, and I believe King James Version, in everything give thanks. We got the pause right there. It says in everything give thanks. That means if you're having a good day, give thanks. If you're having a bad day, give thanks. You having a migraine, give thanks. Whatever is going on, in everything we must give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So you got to understand, our gratitude should encompass every aspect of our lives, always acknowledging God's presence and provision in every circumstance. Not just when it feels good, not just when we're winning, but when we remember that we must give thanks in all things. We have to understand that God deserves the praise no matter what. We have to remember that without God, we are nothing. I think that too many times we get caught up on ourselves and we tend to leave God out of the simple things. Can I say that? We tend to leave God out of the simple things, and so the simple things become complicated things. And complex things, because we like, oh, I can handle this part, God. I got this. But we must remember that God is in all things. He created all things with a purpose. So we don't need God just to handle the big things. I need God in my life to handle the small things too, because we can get too comfortable. Can I say that? We can get too comfortable with the small things, with the small complications, and forget that our ways are not His ways. Our thoughts are not His thoughts. So we have to constantly be consciously aware that we need God in every circumstance, not just when it feels right. Can we agree on that? Okay. We have to remember that there is joy in giving back. And when we give back, there is an overwhelming feeling that we belong and we are operating in the will and the purpose of who God called us to be through generosity, if I could say that. Giving thanks doesn't just mean giving thanks with our mouth or with our worship. We can express gratitude through giving. That is faith in action. That is faith in works. Acts of generosity shows God that we are good stewards and that we can handle the blessings that He bestows on us. Let me work. When we share with other people, we are showing a piece of who God is. Oh my God. Write that down. When I share with others, I show love from God. Write that down. When I share with others, I show love from God. My grandma told me something one time. She said, baby, we may not always have money to give you. I'll never forget this. She said, but we can always support you in other ways. If you need some food, if you need a ride, whatever you need, we can help you. But we might not always be able to give you things financially. And it's hard out here right now. So a word of encouragement, somebody stopping by your house and putting a food box on your porch and you don't even know who did it will change your life. Stopping by somebody's house and dropping off a gift and leaving a little note can change someone's life. Let me tell you a quick story. When I lived in the public housing in the PJs, as we call it, me and my son, we were going through a rough time. And I'll never forget this. I was running low on food and I had a little bit of money and I was praying. I was talking to God and that thing had me stressed out because I'm like, we got to have some food. Because even at a small age, my son was getting it in. He was eating. You hear me? But anyways, and I was praying and I prayed and I said, Lord, I believe you. I'm going to trust you. Do you know, and I've just mentioned it, do you know somebody knocked on my door? Please don't get me started. Somebody knocked on my door. It was two big boxes of food stacked up in front of the door. Now, here's the thing. It was not what I wanted. See, this is how God worked. It was not what I wanted, but it was what I needed. It was milk. It was eggs. It was, you know, and this stuff was fresh. This wasn't no stuff that's just sitting around. This stuff was fresh. Sometimes we pray and we ask God to enter our situation. Let me say it like that. I want to be careful how I word this really quickly. We pray and we ask God to enter our situation. Send us help. Right? And the moment that God enters our situation, we don't like the type of help, or we don't like the person to help, or we don't, you get where I'm going with that? We have to be mindful that help is help. And it may not be what you want, but it's always what you need. That's the thing that I've learned about walking with God. It's not always what you want, but it's what you need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Okay, you know that scripture there. Let me say it again. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not. Okay. I shall not want. Right? So it's not always about what we want, but what we need rather. And that's where God excels in my life. And I know that he's excelling in your life. My prayer right now, thank you, Holy Spirit. My prayer right now is that God would stretch your tent post, enlarge your territory, strengthen the stakes of your tent post, provide you with your needs. Because when we have our needs, we have so much to be grateful for. Even when we don't have our needs, we still have much to be thankful for. But what I'm saying is when we have our needs, my good friend and mentor, Reverend Pastor Reggie Redman, he told me, he said, when you don't have the necessities of life, you're a different person. And that is so true. When you don't have the basic necessities of life, you are a completely different person. You are more frustrated. You are more agitated. All of these things matter. And so when you have the basic necessities, lights, water, roof, clothes, all of those things, you are a different person versus not having what you need. See, you thought I wasn't going to go back to that. Yes, I am. You got to have what you need versus what you want. And I noticed that the times that I wanted stuff, when I got it, I really didn't even want it. Have you ever went and got something to eat? He was like, oh, I want a milkshake or I want a brownie or something. And you got it and you couldn't even eat the whole thing. Don't get me started. I'm in your business. I'm at your front door. We have to continuously practice generosity and blessing others which enriches not only their life, but our life as well. We deepen our relationship with Christ. We deepen our relationship with God. And we have a sense of purpose when we continuously practice generosity. There are countless ways that you can give. Charitable organization, serving in local ministries, simply just reaching out to someone who may be in need. Every act of generosity is an opportunity for us to give thanks and glorify the God who created us. God's purpose always prevails. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Listen, let's jump into this weather for Thankful Thursday. The afternoon check-in, Clarksville, Tennessee, 62 degrees, windy conditions. The Bahamas, beautiful 73, sunny and windy. Charlotte, North Carolina, 58 degrees, partly cloudy. Nashville, Tennessee, 61 degrees, partly cloudy. St. Louis, 64 degrees, strong winds. Be careful out there, St. Louis. Memphis, Tennessee, 63 degrees, cloudy and strong winds. Be safe, M-Town. Oak Grove, 62 degrees, cloudy and strong winds off in Kentucky. Be safe out there. Salisbury, North Carolina, the home team, 57 degrees, partly cloudy. Statesville, North Carolina, 57 degrees, partly cloudy. And that, my friend, is your weather report. I want to say thank you for everyone who is tuning in today. You are greatly, greatly appreciated. We're talking about gratitude and giving back. I wanted to kind of pause for just a second and kind of pivot. I want to ensure that we understand that gratitude allows us to thrive in everything that we do as believers, and it encourages us to support and uplift one another in our walk. As members of one body, we must bear one another's burdens, and we must rejoice in each other's victories, and we should always be willing to lend a helping hand in times of need. We cannot forget that aspect of it. We are living in a world where society is a very dark world, and it thrives on division and strife. We need more unity and love, especially in our own body and community. When we participate in community programs and outreach programs and missionary programs, we strengthen our bonds with fellow believers, and we also create more powerful environments that we can thrive in. Our thankfulness becomes contagious. Are you hearing me? How you praise can be contagious to somebody else. How you worship can be contagious to somebody else. How you pray, all of it matters. It all can be contagious. Just as a smile can be contagious, you can walk into a room and your attitude could be subpar, and you can change the environment of the room with your subpar attitude. Have you ever been around somebody who just have a really stinky attitude? And if you're not careful, before long, you'll have that same stinky attitude. Don't get me started. It's contagious is what I'm saying. You have the ability to be contagious to someone else. If you could be sick and be contagious, you could be joyful and be contagious. Don't get me started. We have to be able to offer words of encouragement during difficult times. That is another way that we can have hearts of gratitude, because we've been where other people are now at, and we know what it feels like. And so we have to learn how to extend acts of kindness through encouraging words, small gifts, generosity, things of that nature. We have to continuously create a culture of generosity. We have to look for ways to show God's love in the earth. Write that down. We have to look for ways to show God's love in the earth. Despite what the world may be doing, we still have to show the world mercy and grace. and favor, just as God shows us. Don't get me started. We have to remember that we are not alone in this walk, that God is constantly with us no matter where we go and what we do. And that's the beautiful thing about who God is. He'll never leave us or he'll never forsake us. And as long as we know that, we have a very, very unique relationship. Again, if you are not following the Roar of Judah radio show and podcast, please go and do so. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can visit the website at www.theroarofjudah.org. I don't want you to forget that you can also check out the 4:30 replay from the radio show on the Roar of Judah podcast. That's spinning on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you missed the 3 p.m. kickoff time, you can catch the replay at 4:30 Central Standard Time. We'll greatly appreciate you. We're talking about gratitude and giving back. And one of the things that I want to say is that you should start each day with prayer and thanksgiving, acknowledging God's presence and provision in your life, despite what you may be feeling. We talked about keeping a journal. That is so important, so that you can record moments and blessings and answer prayers, so that you have something to hold on to and you can continuously build your trust in God. We have to remember to practice mindfulness and be intentional about our gratitude and find joy in the small things. Can we just find joy in the small things? A good cup of coffee, a nice scenic back road. Those are the simple things. We have to remember to share testimony of God's faithfulness. That is a way that we can show gratitude, because we are telling others about the power of God and how he's provided for us in our personal lives, in our work lives, in every area of our lives in actuality. But you get what I'm saying. And we must remember that we can do something. I'm reading a book called Get Out Your Head by Jenny Allen. It's a number one bestseller. It is an amazing book. And one of the things that she keeps driving home in this book is, I have a choice. No matter what is going on in my life, I have a choice. I think that is so amazing, that when I have difficult moments or my day is not going well, I have the ability to pivot and say, I have a choice in this matter, and I'm going to choose the right position, the right posture, the right attitude. It has really worked. If you have not picked up her book, I am not getting paid to say this, but if you have not picked up Jenny Allen's Get Out of Your Head book, it is an amazing book. I think I'm in chapter 12. It is coming to a close shortly, but it has been an amazing journey. That book is awesome. I have so many highlight marks in that book. It is crazy. But again, Get Out of Your Head is an amazing book. Her point in the book, and she has amazing, amazing viewpoint and so many different perspectives, but it's all coming from a psychological standpoint. But that one piece has stuck with me throughout the book, that I have a choice. That is powerful. We can give through our time and our talents. We can serve. We can give to charitable organizations. We talked about that, and community outreach. We can practice random acts of kindness. We talked about that. We can pay for meals. We can pay it forward, as they say. We can give financial support when we're able to. We can sponsor kids. We can do so many different things. There are so many small acts of kindness that can change someone's life if we just make a choice. I like how that came back in full play there. We have to continuously think about building a strong community and support system around us. God knows exactly the right people to put in your life. And remember that your attitude, your disposition, your facial expressions can be contagious. Your smile can be contagious. The way you talk can be contagious. There are so many things that we do that are small things that we don't even pay attention to that are contagious, and they rub off on other people. So if we continuously create a contagious culture, a positive contagious culture, we can impact the world in small numbers. All it takes is one smile. When I go out, I'm always smiling. I'm always in a good mood. Despite what may be going on, I have a choice. And that's why I'm going to plug that book one more time. If you didn't hear me, the book, Get Out of Your Head. She has a lot of great points in the book, but one of the main points that I love is I have a choice. I have a choice, and I have a reason to be happy. I have a reason to be full of joy. I have a reason to have a purpose. I have a reason to have a smile because I have a choice. And when you understand that, life changes. We'll be right back. Alrighty, tribe, we are back. We are back. Listen, shout out to you for enduring this week. If you're working from home, shout out to you. If you're commuting back and forth to work, shout out to you. Shout out to all the students. Man, we just sending love today. Shout out to everyone. It's Thankful Thursday, and we have so much to be grateful for. And so I wanted to kind of shine a light on those who need a little encouragement today. Be safe out on your roads.
Baby, let's go.
And remember that God loves you, and you have a choice. I don't know why I'm stuck on that today, but you have a choice. I know growing up, I felt like I didn't have a choice. But now that I'm older and I look back, I say, you know what? I had a choice, and I chose to be that way. Oh, I'm telling you, Get Out of Your Head by Jenny Allen is a great book. I love literature. I love reading. I'm an avid reader. If you are not an avid reader, I understand. It takes patience. It takes time. We do what we love, and I get it. But I love to gain new insight and new perspectives. And every day that I go out, I continuously say to myself, I have a choice. And it has changed my life in ways that I can't even imagine. Just that simple thing. You know, God is in the details. He's in the small things. Too often we're looking for God to be in this ginormous thing, and he's in the small things. Again, he came in a manger. That should let you know what he's working with. Well, tribe, it's been a pleasure. We have kicked it for this hour. We talked about some great things. The overall thing that I want to leave you with is being thankful, having a heart of gratitude, and remembering that you're contagious in a good way. Leave the negative attitudes at home. You are loved, you are cared for, and you are much needed. One love.